Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, before we start the show, I want to take a second and thank you for spending money with our sponsors. We work very hard to find products that you guys will like and get you discounts for those products, and we appreciate all of the fans who support our sponsors. It means so much to us. We also wanted to let you know that if you have a product or service or anything else that you think the fans of this show would be into, hit us up. This is your chance to have me promote your product, business, or service, or whatever you've got. So go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. Once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. And make sure you use the show code RAP so they know that we sent you there and you guys are interested in working with our show. Once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and show code RAP. All right, let's start the show.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
About Harrington.
I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end.
It looks as though you're letting go. And if you show up late one more time, you're fucking fired, you fat fucking piece of shit. You fucking show up late after begging for a raise. Whoa, whoa, fat fuck, you stupid piece of shit. How dare you show up late 2 days in a row?
Are you singing in a mirror?
I was going to say, he won't even look you in the eyes, Zach.
You piece of shit. 2 days in a row you're late. You're late for the production meeting yesterday. You're late for today's show today. Why are you crying or do you have a black eye? Which is it?
Both.
Both? Are you crying because you have a black eye? Did you get beat up?
No, Yeah, I got jumped by two guys in MAGA hats. They put a noose around me. Sorry, I was late.
This is faga country.
This is faga.
I'll take jokes. Mike should have looked around the table first before telling.
Oh, man. It's fine. We're going to have a great show today. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Wednesday show. Hump day. We are here in studio with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Yes, we are. How we doing?
Crushing dicks, sucking tits.
You know my schedule.
Hell yeah, baby boy. Also in studio, very happy to welcome back two regulars here in the Real Ass Podcast. Two Real Ass dudes in their own right from the High Society Radio Show. Chris Figa joins us.
What up?
Chris from Brooklyn. Are we not using your last name anymore? It's all out there now. You can't hide your last name anymore.
As long as it doesn't come up in Google if I ever have to get a job, you know?
You're not going to ever have to get a job.
I hope not.
Do you think you're ever going to have to get a job? Have you not given yourself to entertainment and being in this world?
Not completely.
You think you're going to have to get a job one day? You have no confidence. This is the problem with people.
Yeah. I also own a company
that might have to... Get a face tat. Yeah, okay,
go all the way in.
Like face the Legion of Skanks guy. You see the guy with the Legion of Skanks face tat? Pull that
also
up.
Also, bad face tat.
No, it's not bad. He's a real ass dude right there. I'm going to shout him out
Bring
right
him
now.
Bring him up, because I have a question about another one of his tattoos brought up.
So, also in studio, Monroe Martin is back on the show. Honorary white person.
Yeah, wait, why?
Yeah.
Why am I honorary white?
Good guy. So, right here, this is the Legion of Skanks man with a face tattoo. What's his name again? I tagged him in it.
I don't know.
You got to scroll over his face.
So now, which tattoo did you have initially?
SW1LL.
No, I love that.
The Grimace tattoo. I thought that was Zach on his neck.
Somebody brought up on Twitter, and I would like to know, what looks to be on his throat ends with O-W-E-R.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume.
It says, I don't shower.
That's what I'm going to assume there's a P in front of there.
It is a P, and it's not. Somebody else asked him about it.
Which would be the show Power.
Yeah.
He's a huge fan of
He's a huge 50 Cent fan.
Dramas. Empire, Power. No, I guess it was another thing. It was a reference to some writer. It's something Power. It's, it's, you know. It's supposed
but
to
what
like
does the wings mean then? Right above it.
I'm not defending the guy. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with this guy. He's got a Legion of Skanks tattoo on his face.
And now those thunderbolts.
And he's also got the nastiest mole I've ever seen in my entire life. That's brutal.
What's the? Is that a haircut or?
At least I know
like
someone didn't
alopecia
fuck my ex.
It's an alopecia. this dude, look, he's the fucking man. If you're gonna have a bunch of dumb tattoos all over your neck and face. The Legion of Skanks symbol is no less dumb than Grimace. In fact, it's way cooler than Grimace. We've done more positive for this guy's life than McDonald's has. I guarantee it. If you're giving this guy shit about the Legion of Skanks tattoo, you must also give him shit about the Grimace and White Power tattoos.
He probably would have starved to death without McDonald's years ago, this guy.
True.
Spend all his money on face tests.
Well, listen, whatever it is, it's wings, something Power, and lightning bolts.
Yeah.
I don't think he's
a Ben Franklin fan.
That's
I can also see a seven, and I feel like the rest of his eye says it should have been.
I think
the other side of his face is Abbo Destroyer.
when you get a White Power tattoo or any sort of like hate speech tattoo, that's sort of a fucking. Look, it's not great, but it's pretty badass.
You're looking at a guy who won't use his last name on a podcast.
Why, though? Why won't you use your last name?
No, that's just actually a throwback to when we were... Like, Ron Bennington started calling me that, like, 10 years ago. So I just kind of kept that name for podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you know, I think also when you started doing podcasts 10 years ago, you probably might have had a regular job, or you might have tried to be getting a regular job at one point.
I thought I might.
Yeah.
So. But now you change your mind. Now you're like, I need some money.
I was like a chef for a while. You know, you can.
Are you a really good cook, Chris?
Yeah.
You're really good.
If I, yeah.
He was a chef.
That doesn't mean shit, dude. I'm a comedian.
I mean, my Emeril Lagasse said my beef jerky was the best he ever ate.
You made your own beef jerky?
Yeah, I used to make beef jerky in-house. It was just Jack Link, so I was just passing it off to Lagasse.
I feel like if I wasn't a comedian and I didn't get into this whole world, I might have gone into cooking. Mm-hmm. I love cooking.
And you're Hispanic. So
yeah,
clearly.
Yeah. So I could have gotten
and
a job
you would
in
have been in and out of prison, so that would have been an easy job.
I like cooking. Do you cook at all, Monroe?
Not on the level that you're thinking. Like, if you love cooking, I like just feeding myself.
I'm not cooking on any level. I mean, I'm slowly adding little things. Here's my problem. I don't understand.
Salt.
I don't understand, like, different, like, I didn't know what thyme tastes like. I've not, like, what the fuck? Why don't laugh at me, Shannon. You're not laughing with me.
That could also be a question he said on acid.
What is time?
I can taste time.
I taste 1989. I think it's 11:30 a.m. No, you know what I'm saying. THYME time. I don't know. Yeah. I can't go back into my head and go, oh, what is that flavor? Mm. And is that going to go well with fucking mashed potatoes?
Well, you also grew up in, what, like near upstate?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't use a lot of seasoning.
But they do. Some people do with any culture. Like, I grew up in an Italian household, but my aunt's not a good cook. My grandma's not a good cook. Nobody in my fucking family is a good cook. But I think a good chef would be able to just go, all right, I know what thyme tastes like. And now I know what fucking mashed potatoes taste like, and I could cross-reference them in my head, plus throw some fucking paprika in there and some pepper, and then you know what it's all going to like. Somebody who really knows how to cook can sort of go through that.
You could kind of like, there's been times where I've tasted something.
I don't know, doggy. I'm literally throwing P words out right now. Pepper, paprika. Yeah.
No, but there's times where you can just like taste something that you've never had before and be like, oh, I know what I can do with this. I can put it, and you can kind of build around it.
See, I have trouble with that. Yeah. Even that, I can go adobo, salt, pepper. Those are sort of my go-tos.
I can follow directions.
That's it.
I follow directions, and then once I do it enough, I can just kind of improvise and be like, all right, I know
a little
bit.
Just more butter. That's it. Whatever they say.
Butter is the secret.
Dude, butter's fucking fire, doggy.
Great.
I cook steak and butter.
I feel like we got in an accident and switched bodies because mine is just more hot sauce.
Frank's?
Yeah.
Dougie, now, I more butter is the secret to everything. When I cook a steak now,
yeah.
I take a fucking half a stick of butter first. I throw it in the pan. I let it just get all fucking gooey. Yeah. Then I throw the steak inside.
The way to really do it is with clarified butter because you can get it way hotter before you throw the steak in there.
What do you mean?
Clarified butter, you take the fats out so it doesn't burn.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it cooks at a higher temperature. That way you can cook it a little longer.
And you get a good sear on it.
Thank you for clarifying.
She's real slow with that drop.
Thank you, Shannon. She's getting there. She's slowly but surely getting there. We have an incredible show planned today. Don't yawn, Harrington. I'm telling you right now, if you yawn, every time you yawn, I'm going to call you on it. You can't show up on my show and fucking yawn. You're creating an energy in the room. Do you understand that? You're a producer of the show. You're, you know, it's almost like fucking, you know, people who, you know, when a battleship goes into war, imagine the guy that's on the periscope looking for the enemy is like, in my mind, I'd go, hey, you know, we're probably not at war right now. We're probably okay. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, oh, no, we're at war.
Wait, is this not just the run-through for the podcast?
What? Why is there a periscope on a battleship?
There's a on this battleship. Yeah, because it's a special one that I designed, faggot. Okay.
It goes under the water.
It goes under the water.
So you can see submarines.
Yeah, and then they see a fucking torpedo coming at it. Now, Harrington's going, and I'm going, all right, there's obviously not a torpedo coming directly for us and dying right now. He's like, no, yeah, there is. That's your energy. That's what's happening right now. We're about to be fucking destroyed by torpedoes. But Harrington, he's on the periscope yawning. Thanks.
He doesn't even drink, so this is not like a hangover situation.
It's ridiculous. Everything he does is a nightmare.
Maybe he got in a fight.
Dude, what happened to your eye? Did something happen to your eye?
This is the first I'm hearing that my eye looks fucked up.
Yeah. That's also a very political way to circumvent the question. You know? Yeah. So nobody said, hey, your eye looks fucked up, but he...
It's because the girl who popped him in the face last night didn't say shit.
He got beat up by a hooker. And now he's like, nobody said anything about my eye. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, somebody called me a white bitch and ran away.
Yeah, you're a shady guy. I actually appreciate that answer, though. I appreciate a little bit of sidestepping and a little bit of fucking... Somebody could be a little bit of a conniver. I don't mind that right there, Harrington. So you know what? You saved your ass today. Mm. I appreciate you.
By lying to his boss.
Not just lying. He didn't lie. I don't want to be lied to. He connived.
Okay.
How did he connive? He just showed up late.
No, because something happened to his eye last night and the way he answered the question.
Wow. You know what's funny is whenever I've been like completely honest with Lewis, he tells me you should have lied.
Yeah.
So I'm learning how to be around
you. You don't need to. Here's the thing. It's not even like... Yes, I agree. When I'm saying, Shannon, don't tell me that you were out drinking last night and that's why you don't want to come into work. That is crazy.
No, I come into work, but I'll just tell you that I'm hungover and deathly ill.
No, I don't want to hear that. I would rather you tell me that.
I have a stomach virus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because one is irresponsibility. You know what I mean?
It's really just because now he won't be able to concentrate knowing that somebody had fun without him last night. That's what it really is.
Harrington, did Lainey peck you in the eye last night for not paying one of her girls?
Wait a minute. Did you let Lainey touch you with her fingernails?
No, that's an act too far.
Okay. Yeah, I think one of the things that I do with the employees here at Gas Digital is I try to teach them to be better.
Better liars.
If you're listening to this show, well, I try to teach you to be better. Being better doesn't mean being more honest. Honesty is not, in my scale of things in life, honesty isn't this like virtue.
Yeah.
Honesty is, it can be a virtue. It can be good. You want to be known as being a person who can be trusted. But at the same time, you consider this. I take myself out of it. As a leader to Shannon, I say, Shannon, if you have a boss and you're trying to get ahead in life and get ahead in this company, just don't tell him you're fucking out drinking and sucking Staten Island cock all night. Mm-hmm. Tell him you were doing something more important. Tell him that you were, you know, your mom got sick and you were taking care of her all night, whatever it is.
To be fair, that's kind of show prep.
That lie. Yeah, that is true. But that lie... here's the thing. Well, it doesn't matter. It means nothing to me. Whether she's sucking dick in Staten Island or taking care of her sick mom literally means nothing to me, right?
Mm-hmm. What if that's the only cure?
She's a baby bird to her mom. Mom.
It's the black dude from Requiem for a Dream, but he's just got the only penicillin left on Staten Island. Yeah. All the pharmacies are too stocked with Oxycontin.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, either way, these stories, whether they're true or not, mean nothing to my bottom line. They don't affect me in any way, whether she's sucking dick or she's taking care of her mom. So for her well-being, she should just say she's taking care of her mom, because it doesn't, the lie doesn't affect me, it doesn't affect anyone else. And all it does in my mind is go, oh, Shannon's a really, really good person and she's really responsible. And if she's going to be irresponsible at work, at least it's for a reason that really makes sense.
But you're a good person for being honest.
No.
Remember the
lie. First of all, you're also clearly not paying attention to the show. Okay, that was the whole point of that fucking diatribe.
Wouldn't you trust me, though, then more than Harrington, because you know I'm not going to lie to you?
I don't trust your decision-making abilities, because you made a dumb decision to tell me the truth about that. And I don't, once again, honesty, if it's victimless,
mm-hmm.
what does it matter? It's just a story, right? I would rather somebody tell me a good story that has ups and downs in a beginning, a middle, and end, and then you find out, oh shit, that's not true. At least I got the fucking story, versus some fucking bum was telling the truth and be like, oh, I went and got a pack of cigarettes at the store, nothing happened. Be like, who fucking cares?
But then if she tells you that she's taking care of her mom, then you find out that her mom was okay, then how would you feel after
that? It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Don't get caught, because then you have to look at that as well.
Then I have to worry about that.
Because then that's more for her to do. People got to remember the lie. They got to remember how they told it to you. They got to remember the same exact story.
That's half the fun of lying.
Yeah.
When you're revisiting your lie, like 2 months later, you're like, damn, I'm good.
I'm not encouraging you to lie, Shannon. I'm explaining to you how to get more out of life. This is how to get further ahead in life. Mm-hmm. This isn't like, honesty is not always the best example. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm honest, if we're 100% honest at all times, mm-hmm. you know, every time I look at Zach, I'm going to say something hurtful. Every time I gaze to my right, I'm going to say hurtful words to a friend of mine. Is that doing anything for anybody?
I'm not saying just
shut up, whore. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just got to throw those honest things out there. I heard that fucking annoying voice and immediately out of my mouth, shut your fucking face, you Staten Island pig. But I don't want to do that. That's not the kind of thing.
He thinks honesty is Tourette's syndrome.
It kind of is.
Lewis hates honesty because the answer to every question would be, I miss my mommy.
I do. Well, let's be completely honest on today's show. That's the theme. We're just being honest.
Completely honest.
Oh, no.
If you guys have any questions, now's the time. 573-GAS-LINE. 573-GAS-LINE is the phone number. Opening up the lines. If you want complete honesty, we will answer your questions completely, wholeheartedly. Honesty, this is the fucking time. It's a truth serum episode of the Real Ass Podcast. I love it.
See, now I can't tell if he's just not being honest now, yeah. because that's the smart thing to do.
I guess we'll have to see. Really quick, guys, let's get our plugs out of the way while we wait for some phone callers. Chris, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Obviously, High Society Radio, Thursdays, 8 p.m., Gas Digital Network, Tuesdays on iTunes and wherever you get your podcast. Also, I'll be at Capital Wrestling with Zach on March 9th. And go get Wrestling, a Kayfabe Anthology, Volume 3. I got a story in there that I wrote.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Monroe Martin.
I on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I have a podcast with Derek Gaines called No Need for Apologies that comes out every Sunday. It's available everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Love it. Check out Monroe's podcast as well. Love Derek. Derek's awesome. Love having him on the show.
Thank you.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And please check out my other show on the network. Zach Amico's a midnight spook show every Friday at midnight. Comics sitting down and watching a horror movie. This week's movie is a surprise. We did announce our first guest, which is Derek Gaines. Yeah. And the next 2 weeks will be us, our tribute to Black History Month. So two great black horror movies.
Ooh, I love it.
Dope.
Oh, shit. Nonstop getting insurance agents calling me all day now because I put my number into a fucking stupid website like an asshole.
block
like
it.
An asshole.
Just block them.
I got to block every number, though. It's all these different numbers that are calling me because they give them
You don't
to...
have a Google voice number?
No.
That's what you have a Google voice number for.
I don't know. All right, look, guys. I'm going to be down the shore March 20th through 23rd with Justin Silver at Uncle Vinny's. So make sure you guys grab those tickets. I'm also back in Toronto. Thank you to everyone that came out to Toronto, the Comedy Underground Cafe. We smoked a bunch of fucking weed. We sold the show out in just a few hours. I didn't realize this. I found out the show actually sold out in less than 12 hours. There was a standby list that was available for a few days. But then that standby list sold out 2 days before the show even happened, which was incredible. The Toronto fans are so fucking cool. I mean, you guys literally came out with almost no notice. They were turning people away at the door. I'm telling you right now, I love you guys, and I'm coming back with Bisping. I will more than likely be setting up another show, another stand-up show, because I'm doing stand-up with Bisping, but I'm only doing like 15 minutes to open for the we're sort of doing like a one-man show slash live pod. It's kind of weird. We're still developing the concept with him, but I will be back in Toronto.
So clearly he's the man.
He's the man in that one. March 10th at some theater. Grab your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Just search Michael Bisping Live. I believe you should be able to find that. And then... March 4th, tickets for Skankfest are officially on sale. We're going to be announcing a bunch of the comedians that are going to be on Skankfest. You do not want to miss out on Skankfest. It is a three-day-long nonstop comedy party. Four separate rooms, different events, activities, live podcasts, stand-up comedy shows, music parties, just drinking, smoking, and partying all day with the best comics in the country. It's going 3 days this year, three full days. The past 3 years, it's been 2 days. Now we're doing all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. You do not want to miss this. Grab your VIP passes. On March 4th. March 4th, 12 noon, VIP passes will be available. You can also get individual day passes as well. It's going to sell out faster than it ever has before. Do not fucking wait. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we will give away a free piece of merch to, whether it's a t-shirt or a mug. Also go to merchpump.com/RAP. You can grab all your merch there now, guys. We are up and running. We just dropped the price of the hoodies by like $10. So you guys can grab a Real Ass Podcast hoodie or a t-shirt or a mug or anything you guys want. Really, really cool designs that we're going to be adding more and more designs as we go along. So merchpump.com/RAP plus all the other merch for Legion of Skanks. Believe you me, everything else you need, all the other podcasts on the network as well. If you guys love this show, every show we've ever done is available. There's the mugs right there. T-shirts. I love it. Every show we've ever done is available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get the on-demand library. The latest 15 are on iTunes and YouTube. But you have the on-demand library, 350 episodes, plus all the Legion of Skanks episodes, all Believe You Me episodes, High Society Radio, fucking Midnight Spook Show, over 5,000 hours of content at your fingertips for $7 a month. And you get a 14-day free trial with that promo code RAP. So go do that. Look at that. Get a plug in. Mm-hmm. I'm good at plugging, baby boy.
Lewis, we have a bunch of calls.
Oh, good. I like it. All right. They want honesty today.
So sorry.
I like the music. Why not? Just keep the music going. Go ahead. Go next caller. Or first caller. What's up, baby boy? You're on the Real Ass Podcast. You want some honesty? We're giving you some honesty right up in your dick hole. What, he's listening to something else?
He's not even listening to our
he's
show.
He's listening to another show.
Sir, fucking... please turn down the funnier show you're listening to
turn
in the background.
Turn down Jim and Sam, you cunt. What was that?
No, something's wrong. It's pulling from Jamie's studio somehow. Hold on.
Never mind.
Okay.
I got it.
You got it? There we go. That was a Shannon mistake. I'm still listening to them. Yeah. I can still hear them, Shannon.
Got it. I'm the worst. I mean, it was Harrington's fault. He was the one fucking around back here.
I knew it was Harrington's fault.
Sorry.
I knew it was.
Sorry for him. Okay, we should be good now.
Look how fucking real-ass Shannon is. She apologized for Harrington's stupidity. That's a fucking real-ass woman right there. I love it. Good job, Shannon.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, baby boy? You want some honesty? Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Eric from California.
What up, E-Rock? How you feeling, baby boy?
Chilling, bro. I got a solid question for you, Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember when you fought Mickey Gall a while back?
Yeah, we grappled inside of the Creaking Cave on Legion of Skanks, yes.
In real life?
Okay, so my question is, did your heart flutter when Big J kissed your dick afterwards?
Did my heart flutter when Big... No, it didn't. Look, I've had times when I've had somebody touch my dick and I feel my asshole do a little ping. Like, you just feel like, whoa, what is that? And then I question my sexuality. And we all know that feeling. You know when your dick gets touched or whatever, and you're like, oh, that was a guy that touched it. What the fuck's going on? My asshole shouldn't have. It's almost like your asshole kisses your colon from the inside. That's the feeling. It's almost just mwah, just to your colon.
Your asshole starts the foreplay. For
yes,
the dick.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha.
That did not happen when Big J kissed my dick. I thought you were going to say when I was grappling with Mickey's sister, did my heart flutter.
I thought you were going to say when he was grappling with Mickey. Because yeah. That's a good looking man.
Mickey's a gorgeous man. I just want to kiss each one of his abs individually. Yeah, but his sister's awesome. Mickey's awesome. I love them. And to be honest with you, if I had to pick one brother-sister MMA couple to have a threesome with, that would be the couple right there.
An incestuous
fucking hot Gaul sibling orgo. I call them orgos. Orgies. Why not? All right, thank
you're
you.
Man, Lewis.
Thanks for
keep
the call, my brother.
Thing, doggy.
Thank you, baby boy. Another caller on the line. 573-GAS-LINE, you're on the Real Ass Podcast. This is Truth Serum Day on the Real Ass Podcast. We will answer anything honestly. Chris from Brooklyn's in studio, Monroe, Martin, Zach, and Miko, as always. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What up, baby boy? It's Irish O'Neill from Boston.
Oh, shit, baby boy! What's up?
All right, I got to know, Lewis. When you go to Jamaica, how do we know that you're going to come back? Are you not just going to become the new, like, slave owner, the Hitler of Jamaica?
That'd be a great idea. That'd be awesome. Thank you very much,
Irish
Shelley.
Also two different things.
A slave owner Hitler?
Slave owner Hitler? Did Hitler own slaves? I don't think so.
He would have if he had the fucking...
I mean, he could have.
If he had black people available in Germany.
I don't think he owned them.
Because Jews aren't
wouldn't
good slaves.
Shouldn't he have just invaded Ireland instead of...
The Egyptians learned, okay? Jews don't make good slaves. They get hot. They start complaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're picking... No, and this is not offensive to you.
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
This is a fact. If you're picking a slave...
It's true. During the Holocaust, they would all lay down thousands at a time.
Oh, my God. Get out of the shower, you lazy shit.
It's so warm in there, though.
If you're picking a slave... You gotta pick, and Monroe, you answer this because you're the black guy in the room, and I feel like for us it's a little bit like.
Oh, so that makes me expert on slave picking.
But you can be honest about this. Well, Let's say you got to pick a slave. Okay, uh-huh. You got a whole field of cotton to be picked. You have a plantation.
You have one banana.
You're so you're happy.
We pay you in plantains. It's pretty racist the way we do this. You gotta build a plantation. Okay, you gotta build a plantation. You're gonna get 12 slaves. You got a bunch of cotton to be picked in a field.
Okay.
Now you get to just choose. There's a fucking box of Jewish slaves or a box of black slaves. You don't get to see anything. All you know is that they're Jewish or black.
Wait, why?
Oh, just it's a random selection of Jews, random selection of blacks.
A sort.
Is this like an Acme sized box?
Same yeah, ages.
Yeah. For $39.99 a month, they'll send you one box of slaves.
Slaves from around the world. Yeah.
So which do you choose? Now, you're a business owner. You got to build a plantation. You got to pick some cotton right now. Do you choose Jewish slaves or do you choose black slaves? Be honest, Monroe.
My honesty, since you're putting me, Truth Serum Show.
It's for picking cotton in a plantation, not doing math. Just
we know what's yeah. going on.
I know you're looking at me. You want me to say black slaves?
You're going to.
I'm not.
Just you choosing Jew slaves?
Fuck
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
Your family's going to starve.
Good. This cotton will never get picked.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll never get picked.
Israeli Jews? They got a tan.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I'm on.
You're thinking of like Staten Island Jews.
What was the question?
Jamaica.
Are you coming back from Jamaica or are you going to become a slave owner there?
Shit. That was the question.
Here's what I did.
A Hitler slave owner. Sorry.
I officially put my deposit down on my villa. Mm. Not even my deposit. I paid it in full.
All right.
I'm very excited. I've done all inclusive before.
Yeah.
But now I have my own staff. This is where he came up with the slaves.
Are you watching Shatas every day to prepare for your trip to Jamaica?
I have a staff. I have a cook. Mm-hmm. I have a driver.
Yeah.
Jews.
Just so you know, Jamaicans are terrible at customer service. So
that's not true.
No work is going to get done.
That's not true.
You're going to be starving in your fucking villa. No, and they're going to be high. They're the worst at customer service.
Jamaicans are fucking incredible. If they're depending on tips, which they are, okay,
mm-hmm.
And this whole experience, like the way that the villa experience works is like they work for you and they want to get tipped really well at the end of it. You don't tip to the end. They know they're not getting tipped to the end. I'm telling you right now. Also, I'm not going to be that difficult to work for. Maybe my driver's going to have a hard time.
Shannon?
Shannon, am I difficult to work for?
No.
It's Truth Serum Day.
Oh.
Truth Serum Day.
Absolutely not.
I mean, sometimes, but I feel like anyone is difficult to work with sometimes.
You don't work with me, Shannon. You work for me. Get in your fucking lane. Get in your mind. Do you see the way she did that? But I appreciate that, Shannon. That was fucking some sight. That also, I want to point out.
First day.
Every time I want to point this out, you work for me, motherfucker.
For me.
Well, if my cook thinks he works with me, what are we? Are we working together right now, Donovan? No.
He's asking you to pass him ingredients.
I want to find. You're making me some fucking plantains and some fucking lobster.
I'm telling you, it's not going to go down
that. Your cook's going to sneak into your bedroom in the middle of the night and cave your skull in with a fucking goat skeleton.
Shannon, am I difficult to work for? I'm actually pretty easy to work for.
I wouldn't say easy to work for.
What is the most difficult thing about working for me?
Maybe your respect for other people's time is a little difficult.
What does that mean?
Just kind of like changing things last minute or not telling me about it and have to find out the hard way.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the spice because I just started using it and I love the way it tastes.
You don't respect it.
Especially with mashed potatoes. I respect time. It's the one spice that I respect. So you need to understand. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Thank you. Thank you for admitting you're wrong finally. I don't respect people's time. What does that mean? The fuck does that mean? That I don't show up on time?
You don't taste it till 45 minutes later. It's Puerto Rican time.
Yeah. I said this before, and you, if you listen to the show, you should be listening to the show week by week as sort of a 10-pole guidelines on how to live your life. That's one of the reasons. Not only do we do news, and not only we are preserving the white man's reputation, but we are also sort of a guideline for how to live your life. Okay, we are sort of part self-help, part fucking news outlet. And yeah, I've told people this before. Showing up late is a power move. It's a power move.
You don't like when people show up later than you.
No, that's ridiculous because they're trying to outpower me. So if you're trying to outpower me.
What time are they showing up? The next day?
I recognize them trying to outpower me. Now, whereas I respect the power move and I respect a good salesperson, I still recognize it and I go, okay, you're still trying to fucking power play me, bitch. So for me, when I show up late, okay, there's something about this. And you can't do it when you have to be on time. There's times where you have to be on time. You got to be on time to your doctor's appointment or to a gig. You can't show up late for those things.
Unless you're trying to show that you have power and you're like, fuck
the
booker.
I guess Axl Rose has more power than
to be honest, though, hold on. Rock stars do that as well. Yeah. You'll see that they don't come out. They were supposed to be on stage at 8:30 and it's 9:15 and like, and they're like, they're backstage getting blown by fucking hookers and young girls and drinking and doing drugs, and they come out when they want.
Do you respect the rock star who's punctual? If they came out.
Not really. Exactly if they came out a minute early, I'm like, what a bitch. You're not a rock star.
It would actually throw your schedule off because you're like, nothing starts on time.
That's crazy. But there's something about this. Now, when I go on to a show like Jim or Sam, I've said this before, okay, or Bennington or any of these shows, I always show up a little late. Yeah. I always show up.
You know, Stanley really appreciates that.
A little late. Good.
He told me.
Because what happens is the room is waiting for me. And then when I finally get there, it subconsciously lets everyone know, hey, this guy's more important than everybody else here. Than everybody else here.
Do you think that that's what people think?
They don't think anything. This is subconscious. I'm embedding this into their fucking brain.
Yeah.
Yes, then fine. Yes, they think this.
They're both sub and consciously thinking you're a dick.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're getting it. They understand it. I'm telling you right now. You think I haven't lived my life the way that I live my life all my life?
Yeah, no, I know that.
Thank you.
That sounded like a
thank
tongue
you,
twister.
Shannon.
Are you literally going to sit here and say that I walk in here and every time I do the show, I walk in here and Zach is just furious because it's 5 after 11 is when I've started to get here.
Zach feels my power. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for letting me be powerful. Gentlemen, got to talk about People's Choice Beef Jerky really quick, which I love. It's a family business from California that's been making quality beef jerky for over 85 years. This is Los Angeles' original small batch beef jerky. It's my favorite snack in the world. Right now, I'm getting back in shape. I'm going to Jamaica in a few weeks. Yeah. Got to be eating correct. Mass-produced beef jerky, it's dry, tastes like shit, tastes like plastic. This stuff is tasty. It's made in small batches. It tastes like you're eating actual real meat. I keep it in my backpack at all times. I always have a bag of People's Choice Beef Jerky on me. It's a great on-the-go snack, okay? Right now, it's a new year. You got to get yourself back in shape. This is a great snack specifically if you want to get in shape. And if not, Zach, you're not trying to get in shape. You eat these beef jerky all the time.
I am trying. You haven't noticed.
Go to peopleschoicebeefjerky.com. That is peopleschoicebeefjerky.com. And if you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. Go buy a few bags of beef jerky. Let them know we sent you with that promo code RAP15. All right, let's get back into it. Next caller, 573 Gasline.
I got a talking to last week for the amount of times I've been late lately.
Two days in a row. He's trying to power play me. I don't like this shit.
Oh, you were later than him?
Yeah.
Nice.
573 Gasline is Truth Serum Day on the Real Ass Podcast. We're going to keep it real, give you advice, tell you the truth on anything you guys want. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right. This is AA from Columbus.
What's your name again, dude?
AA.
AA. You're not trying to give your real name. Yeah. He's giving a fake name. Okay.
No, it's honesty day.
No, I don't mind. It's my. I got a bunch of A names. Alfonso, Albert. What do you want? Which one?
Alfonso Albert. Fine, Alfonso Albert. What's going on, man? What do you want to ask?
All right. Honesty Day, man. Listen, the way Jimmy Martinez reacts to all the gay stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think he's done gay stuff in the past, maybe in jail or otherwise?
Pause. No.
Honesty Day, Zach. No, all right. Thank you very much for calling AA. No, I don't. I really don't. I think that that's a visceral, guttural reaction to gay shit that you get with a lot of hood people.
Yeah.
If you go to the hood, that is if you fuck around, yeah. Like, look,
I've seen my buddy roll the windows up in his car when gay dudes walk in front of it.
Yeah, dude. There's like a thing, like straight up hood
they
guys.
They can jump in, just so you know.
Yeah.
Like me and Zach will be sitting here and my hand will touch his leg by accident and then I'll slowly creep my hand up his thigh and play with his dick a little bit. This is for nobody but me and Zach. Nobody knows, but it's very funny. It's very funny. Now, Zach, am I wrong or am I right?
It's hilarious.
And I do it. I really do. I would never do that to a random black guy. They're not going to get it.
Oh, a random black guy. Because your arm would get tired.
No, I think white people are white men play with sexuality a little bit more. Y'all not afraid to touch a dick for a joke. We
it's
don't
funny.
Really do that.
They would
We're
never
like,
do it.
Eh, nah.
No.
And I think that's due to so many black men have been molested as a young man.
You think that's where it came from initially?
No, I'm just making shit up. But
that is, it is also very,
well,
very
proud. I mean,
what that gay shit, Uncle Bruce?
Does that count as gay shit in his past if that happened?
No. He's protected himself.
Yeah. No, I think Jimmy's like straight up like really from the hood and it's just that's a part of that culture.
That's just honest.
He doesn't want to fucking and he's not playing the game where he's going like he's just not Jimmy doesn't play that game where he pretends to like he takes the safe opinion on something. He's just willing to say, "Yeah, don't do that fucking gay shit. I don't think it's funny. I'm gonna punch you." Like that's him.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of immature. Yeah, it is what it is, you know, but he's being real. He's being honest about that. I'm not going to fault him for being honest. It's not necessarily the most popular opinion that you're going to have. Also, Jimmy, I know Jimmy. If there was a gay dude just chilling here, Jimmy would just chill and smoke a blunt and be cool. We'd all like it. Would it's not about really
as long
about
as he
being
smokes
gay.
The blunt first.
Yeah. He wouldn't take it after him.
I knew some dudes who are these are like relatively.
Yeah, you
dudes.
Wouldn't want somebody else to fag lip it.
Yeah. Fag lip it.
I know these dudes who they wouldn't smoke blunts with this one dude because they found out he like blew a dude once, and I was like, "Have you guys ever smoked a blunt with a girl?"
Yeah.
They've all blown dudes. They didn't start smoking weed with this dude who lived on their block. They just stopped smoking weed with girls.
I remember one time a chick blew me, like me and Dave were having like a foursome with these chicks, mm-hmm. and then she blew me, and I shot a load in her mouth. And then a minute later, she was making out with Dave, and I was like, "Oh, oh, fuck, oh, you're gay."
Did he not know?
He just
care,
fucking did it. He just took that fucking
load,
those particles. I don't know. I mean, how much cum is really left? How quickly does cum wash? Look that up.
It takes 6 or 7 days.
You think there's cum particles within the mouth? For how long do you think you take a load in your mouth, You swallow. Because your mouth is sort of probably self-cleaning, right? Like just regularly, you know, saliva is coming out of it.
It's like a vagina. It's
put it this way. How long after Doritos does your breath smell like Doritos?
Definitely a minute, 100%. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, but if you just never end that cycle.
Look, this girl probably never ended the cum cycle. She's having an orgy with me and Dave.
Yeah. You were tasting the cum from earlier that day.
Jesus, I mean, who knows? Who knows who's cum? Yeah.
Dave Kester's like, ooh, sweet chili flavor.
I bet you there's an answer. I bet you there's been some sort of like test done on how long jizz stays in a girl's mouth. Look right here. There we go. In theory, it's 100% reasonable. Okay, never mind. That a sperm from oral sex in someone's mouth could be alive the day after.
Damn.
Whoa. Assuming it's Monday.
So when she kissed her mom when she got home, she got a little of your cum too.
Yeah, well, everybody tasted. Board certified urologist. Yemen Brumbot agrees, adding that we know about vaginal tissue. What we know about vaginal tissue can be generalized to include oral tissue. So you got some jizz up in that mouth. Still.
How come there's no experts with like regular names? Everybody always got like a weird fucking name.
Shannon, have you ever done that before? Have you ever blown a guy and then hooked up with another guy afterwards without him knowing, like pretty quickly? Or had sex with him?
No, I mean, just that like threesome that we've talked about, that's it. Mm. Never another time.
Stop saying that threesome like didn't happen more than once.
It was a few threesomes. Yes.
But two.
Those threesomes.
I can't believe she did that.
Jesus Christ. You set me up for this.
No, I don't want to get into it again. It hurts me when I think about it. You're my little baby.
I want to know now.
You're my little baby girl. Also, Shannon, I was reading the other day, I think you've mentioned this before, you have to get your tits fixed.
Yeah.
What, do they need a tune-up?
No, they kind of...
You're quart low.
You're supposed to every 10 years get them
seven
like,
to 10
redone.
Years.
Yeah, and it's
oh, so you need two.
Almost. I almost do. It's been 16 years.
Well, how much are they to get fixed?
Probably. I think the first time I paid like $8,700, so it's probably around there, $700 or $800.
Jesus.
Look up right now how much it is, because we could probably get a GoFundMe of sorts to get your tits.
Amazing. I'm gonna go a little bigger, just because if I have to go under the knife, I may as well go a little bigger.
Good girl.
What's a little bigger?
How about this? Anybody who donates over $500 gets to see them. Actually gets to see them.
Like just with nothing over them?
Like the whole
$500?
You're the actual tits, you fucking cheap bitch.
No, I've never flashed a
you have
man
to put
in
them,
my life.
You have to put them on the glass for $500.
What do you think?
$500, you got to touch them.
How about this? Shannon, Shannon.
You have to
great.
Rest them on the guy's forehead for $100.
Nothing
for
sexual,
30 seconds.
Just like chilling.
He gets to wear a diaper.
I want to hold him like a falcon.
Shannon, this is a good deal, right? So anybody who donates, if you meet the goal, anybody who donates over $100 is entered in for a raffle. Mm-hmm. One man gets to play with your breasts for 1 minute.
That's a long time.
A minute?
Yeah.
Shannon, they're just tits and they're not even real.
Wait, the new tits? The new
better.
Tits or the old tits?
The new tits. Oh,
okay, because I wouldn't pay for old titties. I wouldn't pay.
Wait,
to
they,
old
wait,
titties.
Do they take them out and then what? Like,
ooh, they get to keep the old ones.
Yeah, that's $500.
Deal.
That's $500. They get to keep the autographed.
I'll autograph them.
Yeah.
And then we fire Harrington and just put Shannon's old tits in a jar.
No, I'm going to buy them and put them on the back of a car like truck nuts. What are you talking about?
I'll be like a stress ball for the studio, just whenever you're mad.
Do they pop, or when they take them out, what do? Do you actually, is it a bag of silicone?
Yeah, I think maybe they might have to do that, because what they do is they put like the plastic inside, like through a small incision, and then once it's in, they fill it up. So they might have to drain it first and then just like pull out the bag. I'm not entirely
sure. So then they get
sure.
the silicone juice.
Yeah, they can drink that.
I think there's
two
a way
bags. One says hopes, the other says dreams.
You'd be a real creep to sniff an implant like panties, though, right? Yeah. Imagine that guy like.
I wonder
if people would. I mean, I think people would probably. We could probably get you a tit job based off of the fan base.
Yeah.
But they'd have to get something. You have to think of creative gifts and prizes for them.
Okay, I'll think of that. I mean, I just don't want
to. It's not going to be a free subscription to fucking Gas Digital. They want to see your tits.
Shout out on the Thing Is podcast.
Anybody is going to that's going to pay for that wants to see the titties. I bet there's a guy right now that would just pay for it flat out if he just gets to suck on him for 5 minutes.
No. This is being a whore. It's
I
like
bet you there's a guy
for sexual
that's sitting right
it
in this
absolutely
room.
Absolutely is being a whore.
There's a guy that probably you know really well. I'm willing to pay for those breast implants. Just suck on them for like 5 minutes. Like,
no. No. No.
Do you know how funny? Villa burned down. Don't know what happened. Lost a deposit. Sorry.
Shannon, you're fucked up because this is it's so funny for me. Like, tits are so, like, stupid to me. Like, they're just tits. It's not even a big deal.
That's a good way to get her to show your titties.
But it's they're really not. At this point, how old are you now, Monroe?
32.
You're married. You're 32 years old.
I'm not a tit dude, though. I don't give a shit.
I like tits. I like when I feel a new set of titties for the first time. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I like little titties, big hips, big ass.
I do kind of like little titties, too.
Little titties are perfect.
I like everything when you mix it up. Kim's got big tits, yeah. So now I like to mix it up. Now I like a nice little titty girl.
Yeah, you always want what you don't have.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but you're way overthinking the tit thing, Shannon.
I am. It's just like my prudishness. Like, anything physical is like a thing for me.
This is the question is this. For $10,000, will you let a man suck in your tits? And you're saying no. That's crazy.
I mean,
that's
crazy. You didn't
say
$10,000.
No, you
didn't.
That's
how much it is.
You said $500.
And they only have been your tits for a little while.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's still my skin.
It is $10,000 because that's how much the tits are going to cost. She's getting a $10,000 value. She's
I know, but
one
person isn't paying $10,000. It's $500 to suck the titties.
So you're giving everyone a fair shot. It's actually being more cool.
Oh, it's a raffle.
Yeah,
that's a raffle. Yeah. I mean, I think that's... Yeah. We'll do a 50-50. Charity gets the other titty.
Whoever guesses the amount of jelly beans in Shannon's tits...
Meals on Wheels gets the other titty.
Shannon, you just need, but all right. So you would be more comfortable if one guy just paid $10,000 straight up dollars and sucking your titty. That's a psycho.
Maybe.
One guy willing to pay you $10,000 to suck on those tits. That's,
yeah, you're better off with the prisoner.
Yeah, that's yeah. That guy's
oh, I sent
not.
The letter, guys.
Oh, nice.
You're
supposed to unveil that on my show.
Oh, no,
fuck yourself.
No, I said I was going to tell you if he responds,
okay.
then I'll do it on your.
Are we unveiling it on his show? Shannon?
No, but I'm telling
my
you,
bit.
Here. This is the first show.
Oh, is it your bit? Is it your bit? You have a bit with my Shannon. She's mine before she's anybody else's. Literally, she. Shannon, were you not mine before you were anybody else's?
Ralph, no.
I was hammer fisting and say it ain't snow.
Oh, remember
first.
That? Remember we gave Shannon hammer fist? That was always what we would do to like a new producer. Like, I guess go do hammer fisting. You can't fuck that one up too bad.
And say it ain't snow.
Yeah.
And then it was Real Ass Podcast. This is my first like real show.
This is the first real show.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is the way you give all them.
I'm
say it ain't
you.
Snow coming back in just
oh, wait. We're also not doing a bonfire crossover show. We're not doing the bonfire.
I mean, I tried my best. I did.
You
want to
know why?
Texting.
You want to know why? Here's what happened. Shannon went on the bonfire a couple weeks ago. Big opportunity. One of the reasons.
Thanks for the plug, Shannon.
Because I gave.
No, I did plug you.
I know. Oh,
okay. I thought you being sarcastic.
I gave her a career. I gave her a life. She would be a Staten Island bartender full time instead of part time now. If I didn't fucking pluck her from the streets and change her life. Turn her into one of the fucking most respected producers in podcasting.
Slash bartenders.
Part-time, though. She's going to be soon enough. She'll be out of that bartending gig. Now, she gets all the celebrity now. People are liking her. She officially
She's definitely the most respected producer in bartending.
It's true.
In Staten Island, at least.
You know, she surpassed Ralph in Twitter followers recently.
Instagram followers.
Her podcast, I mean, I know the numbers. Her podcast... is larger than Real Ass Podcast was when we started Gas Digital. It's a fact.
It's doing really good.
Shannon, that's because of me. This is nothing to do with you. Okay? Nothing to do with you. I've gifted you everything right now. And what,
I feel like I worked for it.
Nope.
No, Maddie did, brought over all those hammer fisting listeners.
Oh,
it's
right.
True. She goes onto the bonfire and she gives them this gem where she
That I gave to her.
Yeah, the prisoner thing, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck about you, doggy. You are so far down on
true.
Who she cares about.
It's not true.
She's willing
them.
To step on your fucking head just to get ahead. This
it's
is who Shannon
true.
Is. She's a climber.
Nope. This is lies. This is the truth serum podcast, Lewis, and you're lying.
I know. I'm just telling the truth right now. Serum's
I
popping out, baby.
I plugged High Society Radio when I was on the bonfire saying that's where it started, so I gave them credit. And I'm telling you at the very first show that I sent the letter. I'm sharing it on this show before my own show.
Oh, cool. We all get to share a little bit of Shannon's story. A little bit of Shannon
just like
here.
Those two guys in Staten Island
yeah, exactly.
a couple of times.
Are we getting the butt of the mouth right now, Shannon? Yeah. Tell me. I don't know. I'm happy to be involved.
Well, you know, kiss the No Disrespect podcast after this.
You know what Shannon's doing? She's kissing cum back into our mouth.
I know. I don't. I can taste it. I can taste it right now, Shannon. All this is fucking used cum from Dan Soder.
It's fine. It's dead at least.
So she,
you know,
goes,
what that tastes like? 3 o'clock in the morning.
So she goes
diner
on,
parking lot.
She goes onto the bonfire and has this conversation. Gives him a bit. So I was like, cool. We're not even going to do this now on the show. Forget all this, because I'm not even going to. I'm not doing what fucking they do, right? So then I was like, you know what? Fine. They're going to call my producer to come in. I'm going to call their producers. And then who we call? How many producers did we call?
I was in touch with Jacob and DJ Lou.
Jacob and DJ Lou. We called them both in and to come and do a special crossover bonfire show.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Jacob and DJ Lou say when we asked them to come in and do this show, Shannon? Because they took my producer and took her best stories. And I was like, all right, we're going to bring their producers and we're going to take their best stories. It's going
to
be great.
It wasn't DJ Lou. He was very cool and very down to do it. But yeah. Jacob and Black Lou had an issue with doing it behind Jay and Dan's back. Mm. I didn't do this behind your back, Louis. I told you,
Shannon,
I was going to.
Can I explain you something? Even the way you looked at that, repeat what you just said. It wasn't an issue with DJ Lou.
Yeah. Black Lou and Jacob didn't want to do it behind Jay and Dan's back.
They were the problem.
Yes.
Okay. The way that you're looking at this is ass backwards, Shannon. DJ Lou was the cool one.
Yeah.
Because he knew not to disrespect Jay and Dan Soder. Jacob and Black Lou were the cool ones.
See, it's confusing because you think DJ Lou would be black.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm like, why are you...
No, Black Lou.
Half black so and half DJ Italian.
Lou, Black Lou and Jacob were like, no, we don't want to piss off Dan Soder and Big J. We're not going to do it without their permission, which is what a fucking good producer would do.
I told you,
what
Lewis.
A good producer would do. They didn't go, oh, cool, now it's my opportunity to jump at that. Let me go on that show, that fucking huge show, gargantuan show.
I told you, Lewis, that day I told you I was going.
You didn't say we're doing your best
back.
Stories.
It's not. I talk about this all the time in the studio and you didn't care.
Shut up, Shannon, you make me sick.
You knew about it, you didn't care.
573 Gaslight.
You only care when another show took it. Then all of a sudden you cared.
573 Gaslight, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking your calls. Truth Serum Day, do you think that Shannon was being insubordinate? Do you respect the production team at the bonfire more? Probably, right? Because they didn't just jump on ship to another podcast, another show. Huge platform, Real Ass Podcast, gargantuan 3 times a week. Nope. All right, gentlemen, really quick, let's talk about Blue Chew, which I love Blue Chew. I don't know if you guys have ever been fucking with them yet.
I just got mine in the mail. Doggy. I'm looking forward to it.
Is it not the... Oh, you haven't used it yet?
No.
Here's the best way to describe it for me, okay? It's a sexual enhancement drug. It's the same actual drug as Viagra or Cialis, but it's in a chewable form. It tastes like a candy, like blue raspberry candy. You pop it right in your mouth. You chew it. You don't have to go to the doctor to get your prescription. You don't have to go to the pharmacy to pick it up. You do everything online. They give you a prescription right online.
It took about 5 minutes for me.
That's it. Yeah. So, literally, that's if you're taking your time with it, okay? Yeah. You sign up in 5 minutes. You can, it gets delivered directly to your door. There's no embarrassing conversations with anybody. And it's not about having issues with your dick. I don't have an issue getting my dick hard. What it does is it changes sex.
It makes it in once it is hard.
It makes it better. It makes my dick feel bigger, fuller. It makes me feel like I'm a better lover. I don't know any other way to describe it. I don't know if it's half in my head, half in my dick. Whatever it is, it makes sex better for both myself and my girlfriend. It's going to change your perspective on what sex is. I'm telling you right now. And the best part of all of this is we're going to give you a free try. Free try right now. If you go to bluechew.com, you get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. Pay $5 shipping. That's it. Pay the $5 shipping. You get a free order of Blue Chew right to your door. Make sure you use that promo code RAP to get the free Blue Chew. Try it out. It's going to change your perspective on sex. It's going to change your perspective on being a lover. It's going to change your perspective on being a man. Right now, bluechew.com, promo code RAP. All right, where were we? 573 Gaslight, you're on the Real Ass Podcast. Truth Serum Day here on the Real Ass Podcast. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Dave from Long Island.
Gary?
Dave.
From Long Island. I like it. What's up, Dave?
Nah, what's going on? Listen, at the top of the show, you guys were talking about cooking and all this other stuff. So I got a question for Chris, since he was almost a chef.
I was actually a chef.
Head chef. No disrespect. All right, so the thing is, every year I go to Pennsylvania for a boar hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back with these really nice boar steaks.
Mm-hmm. That's how I met Shannon.
What's that?
Sorry, God, keep on going.
That was a perfect response, though. Like, huh? What?
Huh?
So good, boar steaks.
Boar steaks.
four steaks. Okay. What's a good recipe when grilling them up?
Well, here's the thing. You said the meat is very good, and you only get it once a year. Why would you even do much to it? I mean, you have an immersion circulator in a cast iron pan?
I got like a 10 or 12-inch cast iron skillet, but these steaks are huge.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like you can – oh, so it's basically – it's like a roast.
No. Mike follows me on Instagram, so he'd probably be able to pull up the picture. But I mean, these are massive.
No, he's icing his eye with a different kind of steak right now.
Yeah, a New York strip.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know
like the size of a porterhouse.
Okay. I mean, I would just eat with some fucking butter, salt, and pepper, and some thyme and rosemary.
That's all you need. That's my recipe. Yeah.
No, but honestly, the way I would cook that in my house is I would vacuum seal it, cook it in an immersion circulator till it was done the way I wanted it to, and then I would sear it in clarified butter, and then maybe put a red wine sauce over the top. Maybe. That's what I would do.
Okay. Now, you say immersion circulator. You're talking like a sous vide.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have one of those yet.
But this is getting a little inside. I got to be honest with you.
Well,
this
is
very
specific. What I would do.
Wow. Most of these questions aren't real. This is very specific. I like it. I don't mind it. We're learning a lot right now.
We just feel left out. We're like, what the fuck is vacuum sealing? Hmm.
Listen, Lewis, I'm going back in September if you want to take a ride out with me, dog.
Doggy, I would love to fucking destroy some boars. I'll fight them with machetes. Let's go.
Are they as easy to shoot as like a javelina? In like Arizona, they shoot javelina. People make chorizo with those.
I've never shot a javelina. I just started deer hunting like 2 years ago, and I've gone out to PA past 2 years for this boar hunt.
Because I feel like a boar, I wouldn't feel that bad about killing. Like a deer. Thank you for calling, dude. Look, hit me up, dude. If you wanna take me hunting one day, I'm really considering hunting soon. At one point, thank you very much for calling. I've
really
never
have
hunted.
To hunt the most dangerous game.
Have you hunted before?
No, I never have. I want to go.
Have you, Monroe?
No.
Zach, no, right? What about any Harrington? Shannon, no one's ever killed anything.
Mouse.
I was about to say
you
that.
You killed the turtle.
Yeah.
I did kill a turtle, but I starved him to death. That's a little different. That's the equivalent of killing a small child with a knife. Just to watch your pet turtle die, starve to death, and watch his eyes slowly start to fucking deteriorate.
Now, if you asked me how I would cook that.
Clarify butter.
Boil it up in Lewis's tears.
What's the largest animal you've ever killed?
A mouse? Yeah,
probably a mouse.
Yeah.
Fishing, crabbing.
And I shot a fat bird with a BB gun once.
Did it die?
Yeah.
Oh, so right you killed the bird then?
Yeah.
It was at Sesame Place. It was Big Bird.
It was a real gun.
Yeah. Chris is pretty hardcore. Here's my thing. Here's my problem with hunting. I think I could hunt. I think I would feel bad killing an animal, but I could, as long as I ate the animal, I would feel like, whatever, that whole fucking whatever connection circle of life thing. I would think I could justify that, like, in my mind, you know?
That makes sense, though. Same shit.
I've killed fish.
Yeah.
I've gone fishing. I've killed fish.
I've always threw them back.
Really?
Yeah. I've never, like, caught a fish and then, like, cut it.
That's what I do with a boar. You just shoot it with a fucking rifle and throw its body back.
Go raise your family.
Can't go. You're free. Rotting corpse. I've gone fishing before and I love fishing.
Hakuna,
oh my God. It means no. So, but I would feel like I would hit the animal in like not a vital spot.
And it would just like limp away.
Like I'd like hit it in its throat and it would just bleed out in front of me as it gurgles and stares at me. And just takes forever to die. Like, what do you do when you do? You go up to the animal and point blank shoot it in its head when it's like dying like that? What is the protocol?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right.
Or stab it and it's Doesn't it like ruin the meat if you like shoot it too many times?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at you, Chris.
I don't know anything about hunting.
But you know shit about cooking. You know what ruins the meat?
Yeah, I buy the fucking meat at a store.
And you don't ask them. You don't be like, "How'd you kill it?"
No.
Is this humanely killed?
Do I look Jewish to you? Is that...
I don't really care about the humanity of the animals being killed. It's fine. up until the 1980s, they didn't even give babies any sort of, what do you call when you get surgery?
Anesthesia?
Up until the 80s.
Because they're going to cry anyway.
Well, no, they just didn't think babies felt pain. It was like a fucking old-timey crazy shit, dude. That's nuts.
Yeah, no.
So that's sort of the way that I feel about animals. Like,
you don't think they feel pain?
If they can't say it. Like, a parakeet I feel bad about.
Like, yo, stop!
Whack, that hurts, whack! Like, all right, he's saying something to me, but a deer... If the animal is still alive, it should be finished with a quick shot to the base of the... I can't see.
Penis.
Shoot it right in the scrotum.
Of the ear. If you wish to mount the head, place your shot in the heart-lung area. For bow hunters, the only option is placing an arrow in the heart or lung area. Wow. Once the animal's dead...
That seems like it will take a while.
Let's see.
A bow and arrow?
Like an arrow to the heart-lung area? That's where you start seeing it gurgle out.
Yeah.
Watch for any rising or fall of the chest cavity. Wow.
That's a lot.
It's fucking intense, dude. I don't know if I could do it. Actually, I take it all back. I don't know that I can go and kill a giant fucking deer or a boar.
No, I couldn't. I can tell you now. Even if it was attacking me.
Oh, if it's attacking me?
Yeah.
Dougie, if a poodle attacks me, I'm snapping its neck. Your fucking mind?
Nah, I can't. I don't.
That's just to show
animal.
Dominance, though.
Yeah. You really, if
I wouldn't shoot an animal, like I take the attacking thing back. Like if like a like when people get attacked by dogs, I'm like, how did you not just kick it and stomp it?
You saw it.
Yeah. Like if a dog attacks, you know it's going for your vital organs.
I mean, so you've been training it for months. You know all its moves.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been bit by a dog before, and it's not exactly that.
Me too.
They're fucking. They do it in a weird way where they'd fucking they thrash. It's not like you can't just grab
I punched the dog in the face.
Here
it bit my pinky. Look at that. Bit my pinky. I started off. This is when I was younger. And the dog fucking just grabbed my hand and bit my pinky. And I knew if I kept doing
this. What type of dog is it?
It was a mid-sized dog. No, not a pit bull. It was a mid-sized dog. You know what I mean? It may have been a mutt.
Right.
And I fucking grabbed on my hand, got my pinky, and it was shaking. And I knew if I, it was somebody's dog on the block.
Okay.
And yeah, they weren't doing their shit. They weren't caring.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And
they sick it on kids and shit. You remember just have to run from random dogs?
Yeah.
It grabbed me, and I just start punching the dog in the fucking head.
And it hurt.
It hurt, but...
No, the dog hurt. That hurt the dog. And
but I would have fucking at least lost my pinky if I just didn't fucking... Because if I would have tore away, I would have
Do you know the actual way to get your dog? Because dogs
kick it in the nuts?
Dogs will attack other dogs, okay?
Yeah.
And we're not in the hood. Most dogs don't have nuts in the rest of the world, Monroe, okay?
What are you doing?
You
can't put a finger up his butt.
That's right.
Ain't nobody sticking no finger in
that's the way you do it. If your dog is being attacked...
Pause.
Yeah. Come here!
If your dog's being attacked
by
another
dog... That's how we're going to get Jimmy Martinez off of Lewis in the fight.
You stick your finger up its ass, and then it'll fucking let go.
Instead of yelping, he just yells, "That's gay." Runs away.
We have another caller. 573 Gasline. It's Truth Serum Day here on the Real Ass Podcast. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We are telling you the truth on today's show. All right, turn your TV down or your computer down. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? What's going on, buddy? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Joe from Pennsylvania. I got a question for you, Lewis.
What's going on, Joe?
All right, so I had some guy the other day. Didn't even realize his kid was around. I was on my Bluetooth, and I'm chatting with a buddy of mine, and we're just speaking like we normally do. Fuck this, fuck that. Guy yells from across the street, "Hey, I got my kid out here." I said, "Hey, man, look, sorry, didn't see him."
Yeah, fuck you and fuck your kid.
Hold on. So a guy from across the street goes, "Hey, dude, I got my kid out here, right?"
Yeah. So I was like, "Hey, man, look, sorry, didn't see him out there. I'll keep it down." But then the guy continues to run his fucking mouth. Well, at that point, then I lost my shit. So my question is for all you guys, how long do you deal with someone's shit before you lose your cool on them?
Well, you're from PA, so you should have hit him immediately. As soon as you're like, "Hey, my kid is out here," and it's like, you should have fucked him and his kid up.
Yeah, you should have. How old is a kid?
Kid had to be maybe 8.
Oh, he heard all this shit. He says more shit than you.
Is this like a low class fucking white trash person or hood rat person, or is this just a normal everyday dad?
It was more of an upper higher class area that I was working in that day.
Right. So it was just like some fucking dad.
So he was talking down on you because you were doing work out there. Is that what was happening?
Being shitty to you in front of his kid. You know, so what did he say, though, in front of his kid? How did he keep on going? Because here's the thing. This is my and this comes from me having a child.
Yeah.
I would do everything in my power to avoid embarrassing that man in front of his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever's going on in that guy's life, whatever it is, okay, he's fucking up right now as a dad. He's doing this in front of his
kid.
Because
this is an unnecessary thing where he shouldn't have been put in a position to be made look like a bitch in front of his kid.
Yes. And look, at the end of the day, you apologize. You're being the bigger man to even begin with, right? But in my mind, I'm looking at that guy like he's having a bad day, whatever it is. He's being a shitty fucking dude. But fighting this guy in front of his kid, the damage that does to his kid, I don't think is worth the ego for you. If I'm in that position, I see this guy, and I've had this happen before where somebody's being a piece of shit in front of their kid. And I've said to them, I was like, dude, your kid's here. What are you doing? Like, that's my reaction. It's like, come on, what are you doing? We're going to do this in front of a kid. I said this to Opie from Opie Radio when he fucking started talking shit to me on the street. I literally said that to him because he had his 8-year-old daughter on his shoulders, and he's like, oh, you don't like me. You're talking. I was like, are we actually going to argue over this in front of a child?
Imagine you had popped him one with the kid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So to let it escalate there, I feel bad for the kid
she
there.
She starts glowing red, so you realize you have to punch her, damage him.
Yeah.
But like, I look at that situation, and I feel bad for the kid, and I know that I remember when I was a kid, my uncle got into a fight with a neighbor, and whatever happened, my uncle was just being a pussy. And I remember being on my porch when I was like 8 or 9 and watching my uncle run past the porch, and then another guy, Tony Hewitt, run at him, and he was chasing him. And I remember I'm a child, and my uncle's 18 or 19, so he's a kid too, but he's not. He's an adult in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling like, oh, that's embarrassing. Like, not even for me. I remember thinking for him, like, fuck, dude. I wish he didn't see me seeing him being a pussy.
Yeah.
He saw me
more so than whatever ass whooping he was about.
I don't even give a fuck. Yeah. Like, it didn't even, like, I get it. Like, I've had my ass kicked before as a kid. But I remember as a child going, like, oh, I feel embarrassed for him. Because he knows now that his nephew is watching him be a pussy. And that really sucks. And I kind of look at that and it's like, I don't want to make this guy. This guy, the last thing in the world he wants to do is look like a fucking bitch in front of his kid. And it's a big fear of mine, like, in the world, if somebody ever started shit with me in front of my kid, how to deal with that in that moment, right? And I have this huge fear of, like, getting my ass kicked in front of my kid or being really violent in front of my kid. There's really no right way to go about that situation except for walking away.
So to answer your question, sir, as soon as they're done making your sandwich, go outside and beat the shit out of that guy.
Well, that's where I'm coming from. Like, I mean, do I let myself get clowned in front of this fucking his kid? Or do I step up and go, no, listen, fuck you. I already apologized. Let the shit go, asshole.
Well, you wouldn't be getting clowned because it's him and his kids, so you can walk away from a situation.
You can.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
It'll never affect you again. Even if he chumps you, it's never going to affect you except for your own ego.
But doesn't it also show the kid that you could just chump people? Shouldn't you at least be like, oh, what, you're going to fight me in front of your kid? That's probably a lot fucking worse than me cursing.
I'm
going to
let. Yes, exactly. That's the answer. I was like, exactly. That's actually the kill him with logic in that moment. It's a great way to put it. Say, all right, look, dude, I'm cursing. Fine. I was wrong. I apologize. You're trying to fight a stranger right now in front of your kid. Look in the mirror and you walk away and it sort of has the same effect.
And then run back and be like, and there's no Santa.
But yeah, that's it. I've had it happen before, you know, and I sort of look at that kid and I feel bad for the kid. And you don't know what the hell's going on with that dad that day. Let's say he's not a bad person. He's just having a bad day, whatever
that's
it is.
Thinking.
Now he's going to get his ass kicked in front of his kid. Change that for what? For you to, you know, you punch a guy, maybe you get arrested, fucks up your week, fucks up your month, fucks up your life, possibly. This kid now, you know, the whole dynamic between him and his dad has changed forever over what? Over our ego? Who gives a shit? You know, that's sort of the way that I feel about it.
I agree.
Thanks for calling, man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. These callers are good today. Sometimes the callers aren't great. Every once in a while, you gotta trust them.
I saw, I was smoking a blunt walking to the movies to see Matrix 3, and this woman picked up her child and ran across the street holding the kid's face, be like, don't breathe, baby, don't breathe. Which is like, we're in fucking Brooklyn, there's cars. But the funniest thing, we were like high as shit, and I remember my buddy Peter just looks at me and goes, look at that dumb fuck bitch across the street with her kid. Like, just, like that's probably way worse for that. That kid's life is terrible now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We have another caller. 573 Gasline, Truth Serum Dan, The Real Ass Podcast. What do you want the truth about? Do you want some advice? Do you want to know a question about us? We are keeping it real. on the Real Ass Podcast. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Guy from Israel.
Calling from Israel? Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm sorry that I said I wouldn't enslave your people. Okay, fine. I will.
I did, though.
Fine. The Jews are strong enough to be slaves.
I believe in equal opportunity.
Try enslaving Israelis. You met Sagi Kalev, right? He's only an instructor.
Sagi Kalev?
Come to Israel.
Is Sagi Kalev a Krav Maga guy?
Instructor.
I don't respect his martial arts. I only respect his weightlifting technique. So,
is this Sasha Baron Cohen?
Yeah, he looks buff.
He does. So anyway, what's your name? What's your question, my friend?
It's not a question. You asked about Shannon going on the bonfire.
Yeah.
So everybody praised her on the bonfire. Everybody said, well, she's a great producer. She always kept saying that she's the producer for the Real Ass Podcast. That's where she started in. And she was flustered on the first day and all of that. She gave you kudos all day long.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying in Kabbalah or Hebrew or Judaism or whatever that whenever you raise the people under you, you therefore raise yourself.
Hmm.
You're getting a raise, Louis.
She's a great producer.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
He wanted to see them titties. He said, whatever.
I love this guy. Here's the thing.
Get a wig, bitch.
Second.
Oh, shit. All right. So what is your other point?
My other point is Mike Harrington is a hell of a call screener.
A hell of a call screener.
That's it.
He just wants He wants to compliment the staff in a weirdly like aggressive way. I like it.
I didn't realize that Harrington was late because he was setting up a Prep Burger account.
Yeah.
A good call screener. That's it.
That's all he has.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, thank you.
But he's doing it very well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Look at that. I had a cordial conversation with a Jew. See? There you go, industry. Happy?
See, Ralph.
See?
It can happen.
I can do it.
All right, Shannon, new tits, but he's got to fuck you through a hole in a sheet.
Shannon, I literally...
How do you titty fuck through a hole in a sheet?
Shannon, do me a favor. I literally have to take a break for a second, okay? Can you do me a favor? Just play a song really quick. Uh-huh. We'll do this. We'll edit it out in post, guys. Hang tight one second. It's an important phone call that just came through that I have to literally take for 30 seconds.
All right, so mute the mics and play music.
Yeah, play some music for a second, and then we'll come right back in just a couple minutes. Okay. Throw on some... what do we do here? Throw some Hatebreed. Jamie Joss is in the house. Throw in a little bit of Hatebreed really quick. We'll come right back with more Real Ass Podcast. Truth Serum Day on the Real Ass Podcast. So I want to make sure you guys are, if you want to call in, ask us any questions. Today is the day. 573-GAS-LINE is the phone number. We're telling the truth. Sometimes you gotta fucking tell the truth. And that's not being a real ass.
Tell the truth.
It's a different thing. Okay, so today's the day. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes. Nice, we're back. Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. Sorry, guys. Once in a while, we take a break.
Yeah.
It happens, right? It's a nice little fucking spot to talk about our sponsors. Probably, right, Shannon? 573-GAS-LINE is the phone number. It's Truth Serum Day on the Real Ass Podcast. We did have some things, some notes that you guys sent that I do want to get to at one point here. I like this. I like this one. All right. A Colorado man tried to have his fiance killed 3 times before fatal beating, investigators say. Colorado man accused of beating the mother of his child to death with a baseball bat tried to persuade his new girlfriend to kill her 3 times before he took the matter into his own hands.
The defendant, Wile E. Coyote, stands to be on trial. You gotta get that fucking bird.
It's just him keep on failing. He like overruns a cliff and he holds up a sign that says uh-oh and falls. Patrick Frazee will face a murder trial in the death of his fiance.
The suspect, wearing roller skates with rockets on them.
Kelsey Barrett, her body has not been found since she vanished Thanksgiving Day near Woodland Park.
The high-speed chase ended when he hit what he thought was a tunnel but turned out to just be the side of a mountain.
Wow. Let's see.
This is her.
Damn, she was all right. She must have been a brutal cunt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, there's that side of it as well. It's like, I don't know exactly what I'm not saying murder's right. I'm just saying that, you know, there's another side to this story. Yeah. She had to be insufferable. Yeah. If you're going to beat a woman to death with a baseball bat,
what if he was just trying to get a new girlfriend? Remember that dude who killed his whole family?
Scott Peterson.
No, the other dude who like put his, he killed his daughters and then he killed his
just to get
his
some wife, new pussy?
Just for his new girlfriend. Because he couldn't afford the divorce. It was like recent. It happened last year.
They weren't married. They were engaged. Like, yeah. Just break up. It's crazy.
He wanted that ring back. He was like,
but I'm just saying, there, you know, there was something else going on there. That bitch was fucking...
Wait, so you think it was her fault?
Not her fault. I'm just saying that she's not a completely innocent party, probably. If I had to deduce that what happened there, I would say that she probably...
Had it coming.
No, she was a crazy bitch. Doesn't mean she'd be murdered. I'm just saying that I have to look no further than myself. In order for me to bring myself to beat a woman to death with a baseball bat, she'd have to be pretty goddamn cunty.
She'd definitely have to be driving an Uber, which is pretty rare.
Yes,
it
exactly.
says it says that he accused her of abusing their child and using drugs. That was his problem with her.
Rehab is always an option.
Yeah, but
I guess
also,
fucking with your kid, you might kill a chick for fucking with
after
your kid.
After the fact, though, you know, it's easy to say that. Like, yeah. After he murders her, he also could just be a fucking psycho. I'm just saying.
I'm leaning
towards
there's
a guy in jail for murder in Colorado that says he beat his wife and child to death because of weed gummies. It's like, all right, fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, because of weed gummies? What do you mean?
He said that the weed gummies made him go crazy and he beat his wife and child to death.
People fucking really freak out on weed gummies, though. Zach's one of them. Zach, every year it's Gangfest. At one point, I happen upon Zach in a corner of some dark room by himself with a blanket wrapped around his head. And he's going, and I'm like, what's wrong, dude? He's like too many edibles. Too many.
Damn.
And then I'm like, all right, dude, you want me to leave you alone? He's like, yeah. And then he's fine. A couple hours later, I'll see him again. He's fine. But he gets very dark when he does
I
edibles.
Feel like I'm on mushrooms if I take like a big, like anything.
Oh,
over,
I feel
like
you just became Akeem the African Dream.
Anything over like 75 milligrams, I feel like I'm on mushrooms.
Yeah. Jesus yeah, that's Christ. A lot. Yeah. So look, this guy, initial plan involved in
poison. What's he look like?
Coffee. He had Thanksgiving dinner after the attack, according to testimony. Wow.
So he beat his wife and then was like, all right, let's say grace.
Crystal Lee.
Well, he beat her because he saw that the gravy was lumpy.
Like, all right.
He's like, I guess I'll eat this shit.
Let's see. Frenzy tried to enlist Kenny to dispose the body in Idaho, but she refused, according to Slater. Instead, he removed the body to a farm. He moved the body to a farm in Fremont County, where it was left in a black tote bag.
Thank you.
I thought they just said they didn't recover the body.
He looks like an aging pro skater.
Yeah, he did it for no reason.
Yeah.
Now batting number 102-03.
The suspect later moved the body to a water trough and added gas and wood before setting it ablaze.
I just Slater thought said. They said they couldn't find her body and they knew everything
allegedly
happened.
Scooped up the hold up. This is what happened. Frazee allegedly scooped up the remains and disposed of them either at a dump or in a river. Wow. You don't know how hard it is to have Thanksgiving dinner after killing her. Kenny recalled after Frazee. That so the girlfriend probably
my arms were so tired I couldn't cut the turkey.
I'm so shaky.
On November 22nd, Frazee called Kenny, his girlfriend, and said he needed help cleaning up a mess in Colorado. She drove overnight to Colorado, bringing cleaning equipment with her. She picked up a key at Frazee's home and opened the door at Barreth's townhouse to what she described as a horrific scene. Slater testified she spent hours cleaning, discarding bloodstained toys and other items. Oh, wow. In early December, investigators examining Barreth's bathroom found blood in the toilet, a bathtub exterior. Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, nah, he did it for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's see? Sad.
That's sad.
He did it for his chick.
I only get sad about the kid. You know, that sucks. Kids got to grow up, like, knowing eventually, especially with the internet now. It's not like you could, like, hide that fact.
Oh, like from other people. Like when they Google the kid's name, probably the dad's name is going
to
come up.
The kid's also young enough that they would probably, if I was the grandparents,
yeah.
I would change the kid's name. I would just change the kid's name.
Move.
I'd go by the middle name, change the last name, move out of that area.
Yeah.
You know, your parents died in a car accident. Sad. Why would you need to know the truth?
How old was the kid?
One.
One? Oh, yeah, definitely. Just.
Why would you tell your kid the truth one day, or would you ever tell this kid
the
truth?
My cousin OD'd, her kid was one. We're definitely going to lie about that once he's old enough to ask.
Unless they listen to this episode.
Come on, I don't even use my real name on this podcast.
The From Brooklyn family is really devastating. Yeah. What? Yeah, I mean that's a hard thing. I mean, you can't, because there's a weird thing. Like me personally, I wouldn't want to be lied to. I would want to know what happened.
You just said earlier that you'd rather somebody lie to you.
About the truth about my dad's death, like, you know, like I my mom lied to me a little bit about my dad's death.
What did she tell
you? She said he was on his way to work and he got robbed.
When he was buying drugs?
He was at a strip club at like 3 in the morning. He got into a fight with some other dudes. He was like a fucking, you know, shady dude.
Not everybody who goes to strip clubs and gets into fights is a shady dude, Lewis. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Stop being so fucking judgmental.
A heroin-dealing, strip club-going, fighting guy at 3 in the morning who's like in Patterson, New Jersey.
Sounds like an honest businessman just supporting other local entrepreneurs.
To give you a better life.
Yeah.
And he needed that release.
Well,
he actually had seminars on the weekends to show the girls how to use foundation to cover up the track marks. Yes. You know what I mean? He was really a good heroin dealer.
Uh-huh. But if you want to have the truth to a certain degree, but it's like, I mean, I guess when that kid is old enough to process that truth, maybe one day. But it's like, I don't know. It's a fucking, that's a dark, dark thing.
Yeah, he'll write a book or a movie.
I did. I donated
or start a podcast network.
Yeah.
I donated to a GoFundMe the other day. This made me feel so bad. Mm. There's this little girl. I don't want to say the name or whatever. But
she wants fake tits too.
She also wants fake tits. Mm. Donated $500. I'm in a raffle now.
Yeah, you get to suck on a
pretty fucking great. Suck on
an 8-year-old's fucking big fate.
Fingers crossed. No, there was this girl who was sick. She had multiple diseases, and a friend of mine shared
body dysmorphia.
A friend of mine shared it on social media. And I saw it, and I shared it too, and I donated $50. You know, with little kids, it always sort of gets me. Like, I'll donate it, and I'll
share.
Didn't
get you enough if you only donated $50.
Motherfucker, there's a lot of kids out there. What am I supposed to do, right?
So, choose one.
So then
he donates to one kid every month.
Then I look at the GoFundMe after the fact, and it's been up for 46 weeks. And the goal is $177,000, and they're at $14,000 of the $177,000.
Jesus.
Oh, no one cares.
It's fucking, I mean, and then I'm like, all right, I just donated $50. Like, literally just threw $50 away. It did nothing toward this. It added nothing. And then now I'm getting updates on this little kid, and it's just the most hopeless updates in the world. It's like, just so you know. You know, we're nowhere near that goal. And I'm just like, I have to get updates throughout the whole process, even if you don't get near the goal?
I mean, you could click unsubscribe, Lewis.
Yeah, how fucked up is that? How many people have unsubscribed to this little girl's fucking thing?
Is there a pull the plug button?
Yeah, that's the reward tier they're at now.
Jesus Christ.
Turns out you need a union guy to do it. It's just like working at the Javits Center.
Yeah, I just feel really, really bad. With that, and it's so hard because I got to keep it out of sight, out of mind, all that stuff. Like little kids, I wish I had it in me to go and volunteer and help little kids. I really wish I had it in me because I love little kids, and you know, that's something that, you know, for the only thing I really fucking have a big heart about is when little kids are sick. It really does fucking bother me. I remember one time I went and did the Punch Drunk Sports podcast, and right next door to their studio was a preschool for the blind. And I remember before I go in, I just like it was as school was letting out, and
it sounds adorable.
These 4-year-old kids with fucking walking sticks are just all coming out, like
little daredevils.
200 of them, doggy. It was fucking the most heart wrenching thing I've ever seen. They're all bumping into each other. It was fucking. It was a nightmare.
And
it was a nightmare
with your voice.
And then I had to go in and be funny on a fucking podcast afterwards.
And then the baker's wife came at them with a carving knife. That's crazy.
Doggy, it hurt my heart, and all I could do was say, okay, I will never look directly at a blind child again.
Well, they don't know.
You know, it's like the son to you now.
I'm not doing it. I can never. I'm not looking at this blind child. If I see them, I look in the other way. I'm like, sorry, they don't exist to me anymore, because it hurt my heart so much. Now I don't have it in me to go help those kids.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do here? You know, I'm being completely honest about this. Like, I have to
give him a dollar and tell him it's 50. I'm making a donation. I donated $50,000.
That's true. That's true. All right, we're gonna wrap this one up somewhat soon. It's been a fun show today, guys. Yeah. I love doing the show with you guys. Anything else we're gonna talk about, Shannon? Was there anything else to get to today?
Nope. And we went through all the calls.
Look at that. We got all the calls in today. I like doing calls on the show. Maybe we'll make Wednesday the show where we open up the lines.
Yeah, I feel like it tanks and fails more often than not, but today actually was pretty good.
Today
great.
Was a fun caller day, guys. Thanks for calling the Real S Podcast. Go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And that's that. Make sure you follow everyone on social media at Chris from BKLYN, at Monroe Martin III, at Louis J. Gomez, at Zach is not funny, at The Chin underscore, at I am Shannon Lee, at Real Ass Podcast, at Gas Digital. Yeah, we're back on Friday. Who's on the show Friday?
I don't know yet.
Come on, Shannon.
Working on it.
Come on, Shannon, get your shit together. Bet you Black, Blue, and Jacob know who's on the show this week, right? The next show, the next Bonfire show,
guaranteed. I don't think
they book. Yeah.
But they probably know, though.
All right, guys, I'm out. Chain. We'll be back on Friday. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.